Good morning. It's it's Monday. Let me see if I can find it somewhere on this phone. It says time and date. It's 7:43 a.m. Monday, March 16th, 2015. The official Greeley temperature 36, but I think it's more like 45. It's probably like 42, 43, somewhere in there. Anyway, it's a spring morning. Very spring morning. We're counting down on the equinox here pretty quick. I think it's the 20th. And we're also counting down on my, fourth anniversary? Yeah. So, because I started in 2010, so 1, 2, 3, 4. Fifth anniversary? Is that right? Holy crap, is that can't possibly be right. Although I suspect it is. Somebody knows and I'll go look it up when I come home, but it's like March the 22nd. 2010, I think, was the first post. I'm still pushing for 1,000. There's been a lot of red days. And mostly it's... The last week has been sort of... I really didn't want to take the time. I just didn't want to take the time to spend an hour walking when I could be spending that hour at the keyboard. Because that's what I've been doing. The latest iteration of Cape Grace is at around 15,000 words. I'm not getting anywhere near my 10,000 word days, but I've been getting 3 to 5, more threes than fives, over the last week or so since I tossed out the original. The one that has that I published on Saturday Scenes, that opening, no, it's gone away. It's too soon, it's too early. It might be the opening of a new book. It's not the opening of this book. It was way too soon. So I'm basically taking a NaNoWriMo approach to this one and saying, you know, I've got to get at least 3,000 words. 5,000 words is a green day. 3,000 words is a blue day. Actually, 1,000 words is a blue day. Anything under 1,000 words is a red day. So, I've had a lot of blues. Had a couple reds. But I've had one green. And I'm hoping for another one today. The play, officially, the closing night was Saturday. All the cast parties were Saturday night. There was some Friday night. I didn't get any sleep to speak of. So I was oversleeping in the morning. I had Saturday was play all day play. Not my playing, but the musical, because there was a matinee that required much taxiing on my part, starting at late morning. I'd barely gotten awake. And then it was 1:30 Saturday morning before I got to bed Friday night. And then 2:30 Sunday morning before I got to bed after all day Saturday. I was tuckered. I slept in, got up, started trying to write. It was not a great day, but I got some words in. Was a basically a 15,000 word week. Now, normally that would be 3 days, and I'm hoping that that's I'm going to get my 3,000, 5,000 business straightened out. Tomorrow, I'm not going to be able to walk. which is one of the reasons I'm getting out today, because I'll get out today, I'll walk today, give my legs a day of rest tomorrow. Tomorrow I've got a dental appointment, first thing right out of the box. And it's an hour and a half appointment, which is going to leave me pretty much dead. An hour and a half in the chair is, for me, is hugely draining. So I'll have a rest day tomorrow, and we'll be able to walk tomorrow. And then Wednesday I have to take the car in to get, I got a bunch of little stuff that has to happen to get the car repaired, get it brought up to snuff again. So I made an appointment for Wednesday, take it in and leave it Wednesday morning. If I walk, it'll probably be walking back from the garage. And I don't know, I might walk, I might talk. It won't be the normal walk and talk, but it might well be a blue day. And then with any luck at all, I'll be back on the road on Thursday. And we'll see if we can't get this thing ironed out a little bit in terms of getting back on schedule. I've been so off my schedule, in large part because of outside influences like being sick and kids needing rides and not getting any sleep. So we'll see how it works out. That's my goal anyway. Get back into the schedule, get back into the swing, get back into writing at least 5,000 words a day, every day. At least 6 days. I might make Sunday my day of rest or something. I got so much I want to write that not writing it is causing stress, and I need to reduce stress as much as possible. So we'll work on it one day at a time. Like any good 12-step progress. Any good 12-step process. I need to record this morning. I needed to record this weekend, but it was apparently, and I had no idea, but it was apparently laundry weekend, because the laundry started running before I woke up in the morning and ran until late at night, both days during the weekend. So I apologize to Katarina, who I owe like a 5-minute recording that I haven't been able to get done. And I did get a story from Tales of Terrify to do, that I need to get onto some sort of electronic device so I can read it. Seven 7,000 words, so it should take me about 45 minutes to an hour to read. But I need to get back into the booth. I need to get back in the swing of recording as well, because I still have two tennis books to record. So I need to write. I need to read. I need to stop reading junk. I've been reading a lot of. I've been reading a lot of stuff. A lot of it is really. A lot of it really leaves me wanting. And I found a few things that I found to be entertaining, but a lot of them leave me going, really? Really? I just read I did a beta read for Steve Turnbull. It was a great book. It was a great book. The ending fell flat. I understand what he did. I understand why he did it. But as a reader, it left me going, no. No. I want this to have an ending. The ending is telegraphed from early on. So you know what it is. And he didn't He built and built and built and built and built, and then threw away all the tension, and then tossed what looked like a tagged on 50-page ending, 50-word ending on it. It's like, no, this was so good. But the ending didn't work. So, yeah, I told him. I told him exactly why, how. I didn't tell him how to fix it, but I told him my response to it. So maybe he'll do something. See what his other beta readers tell him. Maybe I'm just too much of a writer to be able to read without that sticking monk post. So yeah, that's a problem. I've got some books I owe people. I still have to get them weighed. That's my biggest problem right now. I think what I'm going to do is take them down to the local package store, the ship and pack, or the mail and stamp, or whatever the hell it's called. It's just down the street, so I'll take it down, get the books weighed, and let them package one up and ship it out. But, yeah, I've got some books. Yeah, that sun is warm. Made it around the corner. I'm getting the sun full on my face. There's no shade here. It was kind of chilly walking through the neighborhood where everything was shaded in. The sun was not very high. It's up high enough now to shine through all the trees. Now the trees have, there's one that's maybe started budding up a little bit. Most of the trees haven't started budding yet. It's still awfully early. It's still... My wife is agitated to get the sprinklers turned on. But we've got to have some sprinkler work done. The guys have to come and dig out a couple of the control boxes and replace some of the valves. And the problem is that it's still, there is still the potential for hard freeze. This is only March. And granted, we've come past the Ides of March, et tu, Brute, that was yesterday. Was it? Today's the 16th, is that what I said? Yeah, March 16th. Yesterday was the Ides of March. Pie day over the weekend, and I didn't eat any pie. An oversight on my part. I've been having the craves. There's something I'm not getting in my diet that apparently I need, and I can't figure out what it might be. But I've been having the craves, something terrible, for like ice cream or pudding or... smooth. So maybe it's calcium. Start. Go back to my milk at night routine. Try to get back onto my diet and see if I can shed a few of these extra pounds before I have to go over and visit with the doctor again and get my glucose taken. Not on the side of the road, but in the weeds. Oh, something. kind of official state vehicle. City of Greeley. So anyway, I'm working on Cape Grace. I'm not sure I'm not spinning my wheels, but we will, you know, we'll get through it. We'll graffiti removal. I wonder if somebody tagged something, I guess. So we're going along. We'll get it done. I need to get a first draft so I can go through and fix it. It's a little bit scattershot. But the new book, Take Off Your Pants, that I got from Libby Hawker. I'm doing a beta read for her too, and it's a really good book. I've offered her some feedback in terms of there's one line that's not clear what's supposed to be there. So I'll, but it's been very helpful. I'm probably going to use it some more, particularly if I can use it to cut down on development time. If I can cut down on writing time and can still get a decent book out of it. Tabby cat just charged me out of the weeds. He was running right at me. Stopped, walked by, went on across the street. So I get a phone call right in the middle. I'm almost back. Dr. Bland confirming my 8 o'clock appointment for tomorrow, which means I have to splice this little piece in. Anyway, if I can use this outline tool, if I can use this even at its simplest level, which, you know, take a half hour and think of who are the main characters, what are their flaws, what are their goals, what do they need to achieve. I think the stories can be stronger. I do. I look at some of these stories, and a lot of them are I think they could be richer. I think they could be a little more focused. Because there's a lot of it that I've done on purpose to kind of diffuse the common wisdom that if there's a gun on the mantelpiece on the first act, it'll have to be used by the end of the third. And I think a lot of plot development is hurt by the fact that there is so much direct, immediate focus, that the stories feel contrived, they feel unengaging, too engineered. So that's still going to be a theme, it's still going to be something I'm going to pursue, but yeah. So anyway, I am at the back gate. I'm probably not going to walk tomorrow. Tomorrow is another day, but I'm probably not going to get there. Maybe the next day. Maybe the day after that. I'll talk to you then.